90.1 FM wishes you a bright winter solstice.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! For more than 15 years, CJSF 90.1 FM has been bringing Democracy Now! To the greater Vancouver area every weekday at 11 a.m. This is Democracy Now!
The Debt Collective is calling on President Biden to cancel student debt for millions of borrowers before he leaves office on January 20th. And even though he's gotten pushback from the right wing and from the Supreme Court, he still has the ability to do this.
As President Biden enters his final month in office, we'll speak with Astra Taylor of the Debt Collective about how Biden could still deliver debt relief to millions of student borrowers before Donald Trump takes office. Plus, cash for kids.
This was a huge mistake by President Biden to grant clemency, to reduce the sentence for Michael Conahan, the former judge from Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, who was one of the two judges involved in that really heinous Kids for Cash scandal.
We'll look at Biden's controversial commutation that's been criticized by everyone from Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro to families whose lives were destroyed by the scandal. We'll speak to a mother whose son died by suicide after he was jailed at a for-profit prison that the judge took kickbacks from. We'll also speak to the director of the documentary Cash for Kids. Then the Bibi Files. A new film about Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption cases is being blocked from being shown in Israel. We'll speak to the film's producer, Alex Gibney, who obtained leaked recordings of Israeli police questioning Netanyahu, his wife Sarah, and others.
We must find a way to reward him.
What do you need to reward the Prime Minister for?
Government officials are not allowed to take gifts. This is corruption.
Alex Gibney is now making a film about Luigi Mangione and the shooting of the United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In Gaza, Israeli troops backed by armed drones have attacked the Al-Mawasi refugee camp, which Israel had designated as a so-called humanitarian safe zone. Elsewhere, Israeli strikes have killed at least 10 people in Gaza City, while in northern Gaza, Israel's once again targeted the Kamal Adwan Hospital, knocking out the hospital's power generators, deploying explosive robots, and planting booby traps around the hospital grounds. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, condemned Israel's assault, writing, quote, recent attacks have further damaged the oxygen supply generators and broken windows and doors of the patients' rooms. The conditions in the hospital are simply appalling. We urge for the protection of health care and for this hell to stop. Ceasefire, the head of WHO said. Here in the United States, the family of Ayşenur Ezgi Aygi, the 26-year-old Turkish-American activist who was shot dead by Israeli troops in the occupied West Bank in September, is criticizing Secretary of State Antony Blinken after talks at the State Department Monday. Family members have been demanding the U.S. launch an independent investigation into Aygi's killing, but said they left the meeting disappointed and with doubts that they will ever receive justice. Aygi, a recent graduate of the University of Washington, was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers after taking part in a weekly protest against illegal Israeli settlements in the town of Beitar. Witnesses say she was fatally shot in the head by an Israeli sniper after the demonstration had already dispersed. On Monday evening, Michigan Congressmember Rashida Tlaib rallied with her family and supporters in a protest outside the White House.
We all know that Ashner's murder was not a tragic error, as the president shamefully called it. It was devastating, I think, for her family to hear them say that. But we know that. And she knew that what the Israeli military did to her, they do to Palestinians every single day.
Israel says it's closing its embassy in Ireland over Dublin's recognition of Palestinian statehood and its backing of the South Africa genocide case against Israel at the World Court. On Monday, the Irish Prime Minister, Simon Harris, responded to the news.
You're all here today asking about Ireland's position. What about Israel's actions? What about what Netanyahu is doing to the innocent children of Gaza? This is the diplomacy of destruction. And I think it is deeply regrettable that they took that decision. They have every right to take that decision to close the embassy. I'd rather it didn't happen. We will continue to engage diplomatically. But nobody's going to silence Ireland.
Senior U.S. officials say Turkey's building up its forces along the Turkish border with Syria in possible preparation for a large-scale incursion into territory held by U.S.-backed Syrian Kurds. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, which reports a Kurdish invasion could be imminent near Kobani, a Kurdish-majority city in Syria. Meanwhile, Syria's ousted authoritarian president has made his first statement since he fled to Russia to seek political asylum. In a post on the Syrian presidency's Telegram channel, it looks like Bashar al-Assad is writing that his departure from Syria was not planned and argued that Syria has, quote, fallen into the hands of terrorism, unquote. This comes as human rights groups are warning mass graves across Syria could contain the bodies of more than 100,000 victims of Bashar al-Assad and his father Hafez. One such site is in the Tadamon district of Damascus, where researchers are scrambling to examine evidence of widespread extrajudicial killings, including mass executions. Hiba Zayadeen is Syria researcher at Human Rights Watch.
We found human remains, bones, part of a skull, fingers, ribs strewn around the entire area surrounding the mass grave, which shows that really, you know, a lot more happened here than what we already knew. What happened in Tadamon here is just one of many others that are being, you know, found out across the country. And so it is really urgent that at this time, where we can see that there's quite a bit of chaos, given this transition, that there needs to be quick, urgent securing of all of these areas so that we can really find out the truth about these places.
Ukraine says it's killed Russia's general of nuclear defense in a bomb attack on a Moscow street. Kyiv says General Igor Kirillov was targeted over the use of banned chemical weapons in Russia's war on Ukraine. Separately, Ukraine's Special Operations Forces said it inflicted heavy damage on North Korean soldiers fighting alongside Russia, killing some 50 fighters in recent days in the Ukrainian-occupied Kursk region. In Madison, Wisconsin, a 15-year-old girl armed with a handgun opened fire inside a private Christian school Monday, killing a teacher and another teenager before fatally turning the gun on herself. Six others were wounded in Monday's assault. Police and paramedics were alerted by a second-grade student who dialed 911 to report the mass shooting. This is Marae Jen Charles, mother of three student survivors.
We always send prayers. We always send thoughts. And then when are we going to stop doing that? This is not okay. If your kids are at school, they are not okay. If they are at church, they are not okay. If they are outside, elsewhere, they are not okay. Where are they going to be safe?
As many as 1,360 children have never been reunited with their parents 6 years after the previous Trump administration forcibly separated them at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's according to a new report by Human Rights Watch, which also warns against the return to power of some of the key architects and enforcers of Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy, which caused long-lasting harm and trauma to asylum-seeking families. The officials include Tom Homan, who has been nominated by Trump to serve as a so-called border czar. Human Rights Watch has urged the Senate to reject the appointment of any officials involved in the family separation policy, which the group says, quote, constituted enforced disappearance and may have constituted torture, they said. Here in New York, the judge overseeing Donald Trump's hush money and election interference criminal trial has refused to throw out Trump's conviction on 34 felony counts. Judge Juan Merchan rejected arguments by Trump's lawyers that Trump should not have been prosecuted because of the Supreme Court's July ruling that shields presidents from prosecution for official acts. Instead, Judge Merchan noted, Trump hadn't even been elected yet in 2016 and was therefore acting in an unofficial capacity when he falsified business records to cover up hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is facing growing calls to step down after his finance minister quit amidst a public spat over how to respond to Trump's vow to impose a 25% tariff on Canadian goods. Chrystia Freeland, who was also Canada's deputy prime minister, has been replaced by longtime Trudeau ally Public Safety Minister Dominique LeBlanc, who recently joined Trudeau to dine with Trump at Mar-a-Lago, a meeting that notably did not include Freeland, the former head of the Financial Times. Embattled German Chancellor Olaf Scholz lost a no-confidence vote Monday, triggering an early election in February of next year. Friedrich Merz, head of the center-right Christian Democratic Union, is widely favored to win Germany's leadership, as polls also show the far-right could gain a record number of votes. In Brazil, authorities have arrested a military general and close ally of former President Jair Bolsonaro as part of the criminal investigation into attempted coup to overturn the results of the 2022 presidential election. Walter Braga Neto was Bolsonaro's running mate in his failed re-election bid, which Bolsonaro lost to President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and served as defense minister. Bolsonaro and Neto are among 37 officials who were indicted in November over the coup plot. Neto's arrest Saturday came after Brazilian authorities accused him of obstructing the collection of evidence in their investigation. Back in the United States, workers at three Amazon facilities have authorized a strike, setting up a potential work stoppage at the height of the holiday season at warehouses in New York, Chicago, and Atlanta. The Teamsters Union says Amazon failed to come to the bargaining table by a deadline of December 15th. Amazon workers at a Staten Island warehouse here in New York became the first ever to win a union election in the U.S. back in March of 2022. This comes as a new investigation led by Senator Bernie Sanders finds Amazon systematically ignores and rejects recommended worker safety measures and deliberately misrepresents workplace injury data. And a federal judge in Florida Monday sentenced members of a Pan-Africanist group known as the Uhuru Three to 3 years probation, meaning they will avoid prison time in a legal saga that saw the anti-war activists targeted for their vocal criticism of U.S. policy. The members of the African People's Socialist Party were convicted in September of conspiring with the Russian government to sow discord and interfere in U.S. elections, which the accused have rejected as ridiculous. This is one of the Uhuru Three, Omali Yeshitela, speaking after the sentencing yesterday.
I want to say that the only reason this discussion is happening right now about free speech, and the judge was given an opportunity to make the rulings and make the statements that he made, the only reason he was given this opportunity is because we fought. If we had laid down, we wouldn't have had this discussion.
To see our interviews with Omali Yeshitela and our coverage of this case, go to democracynow.org. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org. War, peace, and the presidency. I'm Amy Goodman. President Biden is facing fierce condemnation for granting clemency to former Pennsylvania Judge Michael Conahan, one of two judges jailed in the notorious Kids for Cash scandal. In 2011, Conahan was sentenced to 17 and a half years for accepting nearly $3 million in kickbacks for sending 2,300 children, some as young as 8 years old, to for-profit prisons on false charges. On Friday, Pennsylvania's Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro criticized Biden's decision.
I do feel strongly that President Biden got it absolutely wrong and created a lot of pain here in northeastern Pennsylvania. This was not only a black eye on the community, the Kids for Cash scandal, but it also affected families in really deep and profound and sad ways. Some children took their lives because of this. Families were torn apart.
On Monday, Democracy Now! Spoke to Washington Post columnist Heather Long, who'd covered the Kids for Cash scandal as a reporter in Pennsylvania.
This was a huge mistake by President Biden to grant clemency, to reduce the sentence for Michael Conahan, the former judge from Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, who was one of the two judges involved in that really heinous Kids for Cash scandal. We're talking about sending thousands of kids to for-profit detention facilities, many of whom were first-time offenders who probably should have had community service or some sort of slap on the wrist. And instead, they were sent to a detention facility for months, in some cases years. So many negative consequences happened because of that, that many of those young people ended up depressed, addicted, didn't graduate high school, some lost scholarships. It was just a chain event of tragedy. And Michael Conahan willingly did this. He knew about it. He purposely blocked a county government facility being built so that these for-profit centers could be built. Some of the cash kickbacks were delivered as cash in a shoebox or routed through a Florida condo that he and the other judge set up to funnel money. I mean, there was just so much that was knowingly done that was wrong here, and then an attempt to stymie any attempts to stop it or any attempts to prosecute it. So it's just really hard for anybody who lived through this in Pennsylvania. I got my start there as a journalist to believe that President Biden could do this and, would want to give this particular person who gave no one a second chance this kind of leniency.
That was Washington Post columnist Heather Long. Her new article is headlined, "Biden Gave Kids for Cash Judge Clemency. That's How Broken This Process Is," unquote. The scandal was the focus of the 2013 documentary Kids for Cash, directed by Robert May, who'll join us in a minute. This is the film's trailer.
She was a good kid. She was happy.
I was known for being the jokester.
Eddie, he was always a fireball.
We were talking about how funny it would be if we made a fake MySpace page about my vice principal.
I was trying to stay out of trouble. That's when everything started.
Whatever sins you have committed, you can't go back and undo it.
Chivarella was a no-nonsense, zero-tolerance judge. He always jailed kids.
You are going to experience prison. I'll be glad to put you there.
The way Chivarella ran the courtroom, you could have had F. Lee Bailey there, and the kids would have gone away.
There's a mechanism that takes over that keeps kids in that system.
No one listened because we were kids.
There was never any instance of guilt or innocence. They were locking him up.
Really high number of kids appearing without counsel.
We have no rights. He's in their custody now.
It is unbelievable. We're talking about children.
I wanted them to be scared out of their minds. I don't understand how that was a bad thing.
Former Luzerne County judge faces charges tonight in a scandal known as Kids for Cash.
$2.6 million
in return for sentencing kids to juvenile detention.
I never sent a kid away for a penny. I'm not this mad judge who was just putting them in shackles, throwing kids away.
He went there as a free-spirited kid. He came out a hardened man, I'd say.
Here I was saying, we can trust that judge to be fair, and that's not what happened.
I was scared every day.
I was only 14. All those years I missed.
This is not a Cash for Kids case.
You're mad! You ruined my life!
I still wake up from nightmares.
The trailer from the film Kids for Cash, directed by Robert May. He's joining us from Pittston, Pennsylvania. And in Harveys Lake, Pennsylvania, we're joined by Sandy Fonzo, the other judge involved in the Cash for Kids scandal, Mark Chivarella, sentenced Sandy's 17-year-old boy to 30 days in a juvenile boot camp for a minor charge of having drug paraphernalia. At the time, Ed was a star wrestler in high school. Sandy Fonzo says her son's sentence started him on a path to the adult court system that culminated in his death by suicide. Robert May and Sandy Fonzo, welcome to Democracy Now! And I also, even before we start with Sandy's story, I want to give out the suicide hotline number. It's 988. Whenever we deal with suicide, it's so important for people to know that there are people to talk to. Sandy Fonzo, take us back in time. Talk about what happened to Ed.
This is very emotional, very heavy, just hearing and having to relive all of this. I mean, this is just reopened wounds that have never healed. And this is very, very difficult, very, very heavy. I shouldn't be having to relive this, especially at Christmas time. I mean, this is just, it's unacceptable.
I'm so sorry, Sandy, that we are asking you to do this. You have been so incredibly brave in talking about this over the years. And I'm so sorry this has been all reopened for you at this moment with President Biden's pardon of one of the judges. So
I need to talk about it. I need to defend my son because he's not here to defend himself. And I am his mother and I always will be. So I appreciate being here and getting to talk to you. It's just very difficult for me.
It just shows how brave you are. So if you could take us back in time and explain what happened for people who don't know Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, and what happened, why did your son end up in court to begin with?
My son did nothing more than anything that most of us as kids did, experimenting and living his life and making mistakes that we usually all get to just learn and evolve and grow from. He did nothing more than be at an underage drinking party with tons of other kids, but he was caught. And he went in front of Judge Civarella because this is the process that they had. And you're trusting in this system that, this is the good for our kids. And I was told this is, just to scare him, to get him back on track, to make sure, everything is well. And he went into the county juvenile detention center for a month. And in that time, he wanted nothing more. He understood. And what he was missing in his life, he just wanted to get back home. He wanted to get back. It was his senior year about to begin. He wanted to get back into his wrestling training, just get back into his life. And I had the teachers, I had his coaches, myself talking and sending letters to the judge's chambers in care, of my son's character and explaining all of this. And I was 100% sure there was no doubt in my mind that when we went in front of that judge, my son was coming home with me that day, but that didn't happen. And he was sent to that juvenile detention center in Pittston. And I believe it was like 8 months. He lost his senior year. He never had the chance to wrestle again. Any chance that he had for a scholarship. He came out of there very bitter, very angry, pent up with anger. He couldn't look you in the eye. I don't know what happened in that facility. My son was a very big, strong, proud boy. He came out broken. I don't know what happened. I try to not think about what happened, and he would never talk about it, but something not good happened to him in there. And it snowballed. He just never recovered. He got into a fight and had to go in front of, back into the court system. And actually, those charges were dropped. They were not found. But because he was on probation from Judge Civarella, he sent him away again even though he was found not guilty of those charges. And this time he was sent to their other for-profit center, which was 5 hours from our home. It was in Western Pennsylvania near Pittsburgh. And he did a year there, and then was released if he would do this boot camp, which he excelled, and they couldn't talk more good about my son and his character and the discipline that he showed. But it just never ended. It just snowballed. It changed him. It broke him. It stole his youth, his childhood. He would never, ever recover. And it just became too much. And he shot himself in the heart. And we were fighting this. We knew something was not right. We could not get into that courtroom with media. Anything that was trying to be done was shot down. Judge Lacuda tried to step up, and she was ousted and thrown out of the court. These judges had this power, and they did what they wanted, and they started their own for-profit centers. And at the time, Judge Conahan was the president judge. So he appointed his friend, Michael Civarella, as the juvenile judge, who he knew would send these kids into the system, and they funneled them in and collected the money for every bed that was filled. And until this money line was seen, that's when the feds stepped in and all of this came out.
And it was exposed that they were getting kickbacks from these for-profit jails. Sandy, I wanted to go back to when you confronted the former judge, now jail, Judge Civarella, outside the courtroom after your son's sentencing.
My kid's not here. He's dead because of him. He ruined my f***ing life. I'd like him to go to hell and rot there forever.
Ma'am, come on.
You need to be. Do you remember me? Do you remember me? Do you remember my son? An all-star wrestler? He's gone. He shot himself in the heart. You scumbag.
So that was Sandy Fonzo confronting former Judge Civarella, who remains in jail outside the courtroom after her son's sentencing. Now, the man that President Biden pardoned is the president judge, as you describe, Sandy, is Judge Conahan. When you heard about this pardoning, your response?
I was working. I was in my car, and my phone was just going off. And I don't know. I was in disbelief. I was in shock. You would think nothing could ever shock me again, but I was numb. I mean, I just pulled over and sat there trying to understand what was going on and how something like this could happen.
I want to bring Robert May into this. Robert May is the director and producer of the documentary Kids for Cash. If your past films are The War Tapes, the Oscar-winning Fog of War, the first two episodes of your five-part docuseries, Bucks County, USA, will premiere at the Sundance Film Festival this January. When you heard about the judge's pardon, Robert May, about President Biden's pardon, your response, and explain the relationship of these two judges, where Conahan was in Florida, and what exactly this means, and where Civarella is today.
Well, I was obviously shocked. I felt that they would be, Judge Civarella was sentenced to 28 years in prison, and Michael Conahan was sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison. And the difference in the length of time was primarily because of Civarella did not acknowledge his full involvement in the scandal. They both did take money for the building of the two centers, but it quickly became known as the Kids for Cash, where they were accused of taking money for each kid that was put in the system, which isn't exactly what happened. And so Civarella started to defend himself vehemently. And Conahan more or less kept his mouth shut, and Civarella did not. And then they had agreed to spend 7 years in prison. And they the judge at the time, Judge Kosick, didn't accept their plea deal. And primarily because Chiarella wouldn't take responsibility for what he did do, although he said he did acknowledge the financial crimes, but he didn't want to be labeled as the Kids for Cash
Robert
judge.
May, they made millions of dollars for putting these kids away for the use of these two facilities.
They made the money was actually tracked in the way that they did it was the facilities were built by a builder that was a friend of Judge Chiarella's and was financed